great pleasure. It's a great, great pleasure. It's a great pleasure to have all of you here today. I thought you all might begin your tour here.
Hello and welcome. My name is Cyril Lachelle, and this is Radio Free Gaming, your official podcast for DefunctGames.com. It's March 5th, and I just got back from a big event in San Francisco put on by THQ. I just learned that Ready to Rumble is coming to the PlayStation 3, and Martin Scorsese finally won an Oscar for Best Director. About time, if you ask me. But you know what? We're not going to talk about any of those things. Instead, we're going to look at other people's podcasts. That's right, we're not going to do our own, we're just going to look at other people's. We're going to show you what you missed, what you should have been listening to, and maybe what you should have been avoiding. We're going to look at GameSpot, IGN, 1UP, and a few other people that probably you had never even thought about listening to. Up first, we have the Games for Windows podcast. Now, I'll be the first to admit that I'm not much of a PC gamer. I much prefer my console games. But there's just something about the guys over at Games for Windows that make a pretty interesting podcast, if you ask me. I suggest you listen to this story, and I think you'll see what I'm talking about, even if it has nothing to do with Games for Windows.
And it's,
I don't know what you're talking about.
Okay, so here's the connection right here. Here's the segue. We're talking about this being the pledge drive and selling magazines and everything, so I just remembered, like, back when you're in junior high, how they always, like, have these things where they get the kids on some kind of, like, drive to sell something. In my case, it was magazine subscriptions.
Right. Candy bars.
Candy bars, yeah, overpriced stuff. And I just thought of that. I wanted to talk about that real quick because mine was so good that they actually had, I mean, it was like a damn, like a TV game show or something in junior high. They come on. And they've got, you know, big windsurfer, you know, wind sailboards up on the stage and skateboarders and like a ramp and a dude doing tricks and like this robot and, you know, just buckets of candy. And they're like telling all these kids to come up, like, yeah, come on up, you know, and they don't even tell us what's going on. We go out to the...
Did you say a robot?
What the hell are you talking about? Okay, so let me get in. This is going to be hot. So we're all there and we don't even know what the hell's going on. And this dude's up on stage like, hey, you, come on up. And then so one of us goes up stage and he just gives him a bucket. And it's got like gummy rats, gummy sharks. And we're out there just like, holy shit. You know, like this kid's getting set. You know, Tootsie Roll that was like as big as a baby's arm. So, you know, there all this stuff. And in the background, then there's like the video screen and it's got dudes surfing. And, you know, I mean, I'm talking like 80s here. So this was hot rad shit. Yeah. Like dudes on BMX. It was just the place to be. And then they're like, you know, you get all these stuff, all these prizes, and you go out and sell these magazine subscriptions. But I'm thinking back on it now. And for the one kid that is listening, I'll say, don't do this, man. They're taking advantage of you. They basically turned the entire junior high into like a child labor camp payable and shitty candy. And then, here's the rad part. There's a punchline, Ryan, so quick, give me that look. When we do this, we go like for like, you know, whatever, a month. It seems like an eternity to me. It seems like a year. We go and sell these like shitty magazines, sell them to your grandma, your guilt trip, you know, your aunt.
Sure, they're forced to buy them because they're related.
Right. And then you come back and they had this thing where you get, I messed up the whole story. You get this ticket and you stick it in the robot. That's what the robot's for. And when we were there for the original assembly, they're sticking these things in the robot and the dude's like, it's not funny. You win money. Your prize today, $100. And we're like, $100? You know, kids at that age.
That's a lot.
That was some like serious cheddar. So how many hours did you work on this?
That's a lot now. I'd take
it. So then we do it, and then like the first kid goes up, and they line us all up to this damn robot with the little punch cards, and he's like, you are cool. You helped your school. Your prize today, $1. And we're like, whatever, you know, like it's got to be someone, and like it's not me, whatever. And it keeps going. It's like, $1. $2, like once every like six or seven, $2. And that was it. Like, I swear, there was nothing higher, no denomination higher than $2. And then it was like a grand prize. And this dude, I'm sorry, man, I turned this podcast.
You got to finish now, man.
this dude gets these, you know, skateboard pads. And, like, I was a skater at the time, and all of us in the skater clique were just, like, mob this kid's table, you know, like, what did you get, man? What did you get? Oh, we'll buy those off you, Rectors. What'd you get? And he, and then, like, my friend Alvin looks, and he holds it up, this, like, nerdy kid's pads. And he's like, dude, these are Kmart. And then everyone just, like, dispersed away from the table. Like, the kid got all excited. Like, he thought he had something that was rad and people cared about it. He was some Kmart pads. But anyway, that's wow. the end of that story. Wow.
I don't know how I'm going to write this up in the podcast, you know, description for this week.
It was like a good one.
Sean's own version of the wall.
Because now
something.
the thing I'm hoping, it could backfire. I see a million people saying, like, what the hell? I subscribe to your free podcast, and I expect certain things for free. And it sure as hell isn't people talking about pledge drives in junior high.
Talk about PC games.
Next week on Games for Windows Magazine, we hear they're going to tell us how to skip calculus class, hit on your hot teacher, and forge your parents' signature to get out of gym class. Really, when you think about this really says a lot about PC gaming in general. If there's that little to talk about that they have to go into sort of pledge drives and this whole thing about selling magazines, then do they really need an hour and a half podcast? This week on GameSpot's The Hotspot, which is their own little podcast they do every Tuesday, we learn just exactly what all of the editors know about Canada. Believe it or not, they don't know as much as they think they do. Check this out and see if you can think of some stuff that they forgot.
I know more about Eastern Canada than I do about Western Canada.
I know that it's...
I know equally about both.
Yeah.
Yeah, which is to say not a lot.
I could probably name a lot of the provinces.
Well, maybe we should just quickly run off everything we know about Canada so that people from Canada know what to ask us and what we're never going to know about.
Check this out.
Okay.
Go. British Columbia, Saskatchewan.
Yeah. Saskatoon.
There's a big, Saskatoon.
Alberta.
Massey.
Manitoba.
Maestro Fresh West.
Ontario.
Argonauts.
Edmonton has that big mall.
Quebec.
Kids in the Hall are from there.
Prince Edward Island.
Rush, the greatest band who ever was ever, is Rush.
Newfoundland.
John Candy.
Niagara Falls.
Tragically Hip, number two.
Nunavut.
Bare Naked Ladies, they suck.
Northwest Territory.
Alanis Morissette.
Bob Probst, last person to score a
goal. You can't do that on television?
Thunder Bay. Yellowknife.
Trailer Park Boys.
Mounties.
Nice.
Brian Adams.
Oshawa. Ottawa.
Chris Benoit.
Toronto.
Oh, yeah. Good one.
Metric System.
Sudbury. Good one. Metric System. I'm just going to keep going geography.
The Queen of England is on their money.
Yeah. Loonies and Toonies.
Yeah. Loonies and Toonies.
Yeah.
BioWare is in Canada.
Dave Winfield got arrested for striking a seagull. In the outfield before a Blue Jays Yankees game, I believe.
I still want an Expos.
David Wells pitched there.
Tim Raines.
Yep.
Calgary has a great rodeo.
Guerrero
it's
got a
start cleaner there. Nice. It's cleaner in Canada.
They shot X-Files in Vancouver.
They shoot Battlestar Galactica in Vancouver.
There you go. Obviously, we could go on for years about Canada. We know a lot.
I'm going for one day in June. So
nice.
Perfect.
EA Canada.
That means I don't hate them.
Degrassi Junior High also sucks. Is that did I say that already?
I didn't even know that was Canadian.
Yeah.
There it is, Canada. We know more. We know a lot about Canada. We keep going.
Oh, easily.
Je me souviens, as they say on
Kevin,
the Quebec license plates.
Kevin Kubicheski.
Quebecois.
Ooh, Pamela Anderson, Avril Lavigne, Nelly Furtado, Shania Twain, Keanu Reeves, Celine Dion, Alanis Morissette, Peter North, Brian Adams, Jim Carrey, Jennifer Tilly, and Rob Williams saying that Blame Canada song on the Oscars. Does that count? This week, I decided to take a look around the internet to see some of the other podcasts, stuff that wasn't done by 1UP and GameSpot and IGN. I decided to look at some of the smaller podcasts that maybe deserve a little more attention. One that caught my eye was from All Games. The reason it caught my eye, though, isn't for necessarily a good reason. It's because the podcast is a whopping 6 hours in length. I'm not kidding. I didn't actually listen to all 6 hours of it. You see, I actually do have a life. But I did listen to enough of it to catch this bit of information.
Moses has arrived. Dante has arrived. They're in his house. There are sandwiches up here for both of you if you would like to eat. We may feed you. Welcome to All Games Interactive. There are sandwiches for you two in chat if you're hungry. Oh, Tiger Claw just opened the buffet and bar. And I'm already drinking. I got my Corona. And I brought in some Quiznos. I'm a big fan of Quiznos. Yeah, who would have thought that anyone could show up after Subway and be able to just knock Subway right out of the house? Like, so much so that Subway's like, oh, we can get some toasters in here. Remember that?
Yeah.
Quiznos are like, toasted's better, toasted's better. Quiznos is just like, we got Jared. You're going to lose weight. And then a couple weeks later, like, we got toasters. Now you can toast everything at Subway. But it's not the same. It's not the same. You cannot. There you go. We're here to please. Get some food. There's a couple beers in there if you guys are thirsty. Yeah, it's not as good at Subway. Because, like, they make the sandwich as though it's a cold sandwich, and then they stick it in the toaster.
Yeah.
And then they drown it in sauce or whatever, and ends up on the outside of your sandwich.
Yeah, and one of the weird things, though, with Quiznos, and, you know, Mayor Young, you and Redmond both eat those, like, peppercorn steak and all that kind of sandwiches.
Yeah.
They take the meat out, and then they just dip it in boiling stew water. Like, they don't cook.
Stew water?
It looks like a big boiling cup of stew. It's, like, just water, though, or, like, saucy water. And then they dip the meat in there a couple of times, and that, I guess, is cooking it without drying it out. I don't know what it is, but I'm like, I don't want my meat dunked. It's like Dunkin' Meat Nuts.
Dunkin' Meat Nuts.
Yeah, instead of Dunkin' Donuts, it's Dunkin' Meat Nuts.
When you say it like that, I don't want to eat it.
Exactly. Yeah. I mean, when I look at the making, and I'm like, that doesn't look like a delicious sandwich. I mean, when it comes out of the toaster. Yeah, meat nuts. Yeah,
hell no.
That's not good. But it is kind of weird that they dunk it in there. But I guess it's easier than literally broiling a brisket every time someone orders a sandwich. Oh, that'll be 2 hours, sir. We'll be slow roasting your sandwich. We'd like to mail it to you. FedEx? Airtoast Quizno is in chat. Oh, no. Airtoast is saying Quizno is greater than Subway. They used to stick chicken in the microwave before Quiznos was around. Yeah. You know, I think Subway was like, we can't do all the cheap, wheezy stuff we used to do.
Right.
Like, because people have seen Subway, Quiznos do it better. I don't know. I feel like somebody who used to work at Subway left one day and went, fuck them, I'm starting my own Quiznos sandwich place. I'm going to toast this shit and stop making these sandwiches look so ghetto. But I do think all the ads are bullshit. They're like, hey, look at how big the meat in this sandwich is. And they got, like, it spread open like a woman. Right. So all of the folds of the meat are hanging out just like a woman waiting to give you her special prize. Yeah. And Subway, like when they show the Subway sandwich, it's all like a
smushed
a 9-year-old. Like,
right.
Sometimes I wonder why women don't get into video game culture. And sometimes I know the answer. Up next, we have the MTV Games podcast, which seems to be the exact opposite of that All Games podcast. It's instead of being 6 hours in length, this one's only 2 minutes long. But that 2 minutes pretty much dumbs down the entire audience. Don't believe me? Take a listen to this.
When somebody says the word DJ, you think Grandmaster Flash, Funkmaster Flex, DJ Scribble. Don't get me wrong, those guys were good. But if they would have poured their blood, sweat, and tears out on the Beatmania like the guy I'm about to introduce, they would have been great.
What's up, y'all? It's Funkmaster Federline, and this is the G1. This is Beatmania. Got your turntables, you got like a little MP3 thing looking going on right here. It drops down the beats or the notes, whatever you want to call them, and you go for it. And right now, I'm doing poor. I think Funkmaster Flex, dog, your job is secure.
There's more stupid in that 2 minutes of MTV podcast than there is in an entire film festival of Pauly Shore movies. In fact, now that I mention it, Pauly Shore is actually a little less annoying than Kevin Federline. Why? Why did you give us Kevin Federline? Let Britney Spears or somebody else have him. We don't want him.
Pierce.
lot of podcasts out there, and there are a lot of podcasts about really stupid subjects. I mean, how many wedding podcasts do we really need? But there's one podcast that seems to take the cake. Well, not the wedding cake, mind you, but just the cake in general. And that's the Sonic Show, which has sort of this one-sided Sonic the Hedgehog thing going on. Now, don't get me wrong. I like Sonic. He's a nice enough guy, and I enjoyed his games back in the early 90s. But you have to admit, there hasn't been a really good Sonic game in quite a while. Probably more like a decade. But that doesn't bother the Sonic Show. They're willing to talk about anything Sonic, even if it sounds like this.
It's never a bad time for a quick Sonic parody.
No, you're wrong. There is a bad time for a Sonic parody, and that bad time is right now.
It's time for another cartoon!
No, it's time you shut the hell up. Enough with the stupid clips. Here's the one that's really important. This is the one that shows how many people are actually listening to this stupid podcast.
Over the past month, people have been voting as to whether they want to see Amy Rose die. 173 people voted for no, and 206 people voted for yes. So thank you for voting, and get ready as we finally show you Amy Rose being killed.
Look at your eyes.
I bet you feel cheated, don't you?
We have something very special for you viewers. We noticed that many people have never actually seen Sonic the movie, but we are going to change that for you.
Over the next few episodes, we are going to be showing you the movie so everyone can enjoy this anime film.
So grab your popcorn and take a seat as we show you part one of Sonic the Hedgehog, the movie!
Over the past month, I voted 12,972 times to not watch the Sonic the Hedgehog movie. I'd rather watch the Super Mario Brothers movie, and even then, I don't even want to watch that. So come on, there is no vote, nobody out there suggesting we watch this movie. Don't show us this movie! Maybe it's just me, but I'm starting to sense a trend when it comes to the Xbox 360 podcasts. Both Major Nelson and OXM seem to be running the exact same contest. Don't believe me? Well, that's okay. Take a listen to this Major Nelson excerpt that I took from last night's show.
Let's see what else I could talk about. You know what? Let's go ahead and roll Name the Game. So here is a... Name the Game is a contest that I do each week where I play a sound clip from a released Xbox 360 title, and then people email me and try to guess what it is. And last week, this is what the clip sounded like. Lots of good guesses for that one, but unfortunately, there's only one correct guess and one correct winner. So everybody who emailed me, congratulations if you guessed NBA Street Home Court. If you guessed NBA Street Home Court, then you're a winner. But the big winner this week, his gamer tag is a single second. A single second. Congratulations, you grabbed yourself a Plantronics Major Nelson headset for guessing the Name the Game.
Okay, well, that's simple enough. Now, check out what OXM is doing in their most recent episode.
All right, so let's get moving here with Name That Xbox sound effect.
Get ready!
Xbox sound effect.
Challenge, Dan.
Yes.
Challenge. We occasionally challenge our listeners, and occasionally we don't.
Was this week time one of those weeks where we didn't really challenge them?
Not so much. although, again, we've had this discussion before. Is it more because 3 million people own this game more than anything else than simple, level of difficulty? We don't really know. But in any case, many, many of you recognized Sneak King for last week's Name That Xbox sound effect as heard here.
Wow, 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 wow.
Yeah, no, that was that actually particularly involved sandwiches emerging from mysterious orifices, right?
Yes, basically. I don't remember which flourish that was. I guess it was the top flourish. The king sort of pulls out a croissant from his
nether regions
vault, I suppose, being the king, and there you go. He from on the throne. Who knows? But yeah, that's all it was. And congratulations to Todd Gagel. I'm going to guess it's Gagel, not Gaggle, but Todd Gagel of Louisville, Kentucky, is the winner, and he will get an OXM T-shirt in the size of his choosing.
It's funny how we only see that on Xbox podcasts. We don't see it with PlayStation or Nintendo podcasts. What's the deal? Or maybe it's just that those Xbox podcasts aren't very original. Okay, so we have one last bit of news to get to, something that I just wanted to bring up at the very tail end of this episode before I went home. This is from Retronauts, which is a show dedicated to old-school games, and, well, usually the people are intelligent and know what they're talking about. Sometimes they do this.
So anyway, moving on from Virtual Console, Xbox Live Arcade. Worms apparently has...
it's done.
Been certified.
It's gone gold.
We're very proud of them. Good, yeah. Good job, Team 19. Well done.
Who's Team 19? And with that, we put another episode of Radio Free Gaming to bed. We learned a lot this episode. We learned that Major Nelson and OXM have pretty much the same contest running. We learned that Sonic the Hedgehog has a really stupid podcast. Speaking of stupid, we learned that MTV's podcast isn't worth your 2 minutes. We learned that the Hotspot knows a lot about Canada. We learned that you should not be selling magazines if you're in junior high school. We learned that Retronauts doesn't know who makes Worms. And yes, we even learned that you should not listen to a 6-hour-long podcast, no matter who's on it. Having said that, I want to thank everybody for joining us on this episode of Radio Free Gaming. I also want to invite you to head on over to defunctgames.com every day. That's where you'll find all the newest articles, news, and reviews that written by me and other people. Until then, thank you for joining us. We'll be back in a few weeks with yet another episode of Radio Free Gaming. Until then, keep smiling.